Fans at Invesco Field at Mile High will no doubt be treated to a defensive tug-of-war Monday night, but even though it is a home game, it's also a homecoming for former Bronco defensive lineman Trevor Price.
I would imagine he'd be very emotionally charged up, ready to go. He's going to be excited and he's going to be motivated. I would imagine he's going to give you everything he's got for 60 minutes.
He's coming home. I think he still has a place here. I'm sure he has family here or whatever. And, you know, he's going to be looking to show these guys that they made a mistake by letting him go.
Price is now part of a cruel Ravens defense that's held opponents to less than 64 yards on the ground per game and has only given up 33 points through four games. No matter what jersey Price is wearing, the coaching staff knows it needs to prepare for a player that's on pace to tally 10 sacks in 06.
He's very talented. He's a very talented man. I mean, he's God-given skill and speed that you don't see. It's rare that you see a man that big, that fast, that versatile.
He lines up, tries to kick your butt, lines up and does it again.
Trevor's playing extremely well. They do a lot of different things on defense that have caused a lot of offenses problems. You know, Trevor's so smart and bright, he fits in the scheme extremely well.
But even though Price is now on an undefeated team, the fact remains he is coming home to where he played for 8 seasons and was a 4-time Pro Bowler. John Lynch knows that feeling. He went through a similar situation when he went back to Tampa Bay for a game in 2004.
It is tough, and it's be an emotional game, and I know you're talking about Trevor coming back. It will be for him, and he's a great pro, and I'm sure he'll be able to put that behind him, and it will be emotional. I'm sure he'll have a little extra juice.
And when both teams line up Monday night, the Broncos hope history will be plenty to keep Price from disrupting the offense.
You know, the only thing we got going is our guys have practiced against him a lot, so you know, hopefully they can neutralize him that way.
I practiced against him all year last year, you know, pretty much training camp and everything. So hopefully I've got a little insight into how he plays and what he does. But he's a great player, and I'm definitely going to have my hands full.
Reporting for Broncos TV in Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall.